Zach Veach. Zach, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Zach. And I saw the press release come over the email that Clint had sent. And congratulations on being, let's talk about the promotion, the Star Mazda. I mean, you're moving up, right?
Yeah, I mean, thank you. I really appreciate it. We did another year in the USF 2000 this season, and Michael thought that it was time for me to move up to the Star Mazda Championship, and I get to do the last couple races of the year with my ex-teammate from last year, Sage Karam.
Well, moving up, I know you're getting kind of up there in years, so yeah, it was time to move up. Zach is 16 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 17 next year, so you're gonna be kind of running out of time.
Absolutely. You're going to be 17. God bless you. You know, I want to mention for those of you, you know, the listeners out there that just – all the different neat things. You're not just an athlete that's a race car driver out there, high school kid, but you were named to CNN's list of intriguing people in 2010.
Right.
That's incredible.
Well, thank you. I mean, we've been really fortunate with things of that nature, and you know, we're doing a lot to just go beyond racing and help kids my age. And I also wrote a book, 99 Things Teens Wish They Knew Before Turning 16, and it's kind of a go-to guide to help teenagers get through everyday life and just move up and follow their dreams, kind of like I did.
And you can get that book, what, on Amazon, right? It's available?
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Hey, wanted to ask you, too, when I was down covering, when we met, we actually met in the beginning of March. We're going to get to that big race. We're going to get to that. I was down on the grid before the race, the St. Pete Grand Prix, the Izod Series. And I look over, and there's Chip Ganassi talking with Mario Andretti. And here I'm in the media going, wow, Mario Andretti. Everybody knows who Mario Andretti is, even if you're not a race fan. And the jokes for years were, I'm driving like Mario Andretti, drive like Mario Andretti. Everybody loves Mario Andretti. What's it like to be Andretti Autosport? You're part of the team.
Well, I mean, ever since I can remember when I was little, I was in my room playing with Hot Wheels, pretending I was racing against Mario and Michael. And, you know, as I started to get into racing, it was time for me to move up to cars, and we were contacted by Andretti Autosport, and I just remember the first time I met Michael, he said, hi, Michael Andretti, I've heard a lot about you, and I just really couldn't say anything other than I've heard a lot about you, too.
Yeah, our photographer Rod Myring was down there on the grid, and I got a great photo of Mario Andretti talking to Chip Ganassi, and that just sums it up, and we're, wow, look at this, and you're right there at ground zero, moving, working your way up. Hey, talk about California. Where are you? So you're out in California right now, Sonoma?
Yeah, we're out at Sonoma for Star Mazda, doing it the same weekend as the Izod IndyCar Series, and we have our first practice session here at noon local time.
Wow, okay, so getting ready, it'll be 3 o'clock our time, and I know you'll be ready for that to go get them. Hey, I want to bring up now how we met, and I got to tell the listeners how we met. Last year they had a media go-kart race out in Palmetto at the Anderson Race Park, and the members of the media, and they assigned professional drivers to us, and we got assigned to Zach, and that's how I met Zach, and we finished second place. And that other team was
a good weekend for us.
Behind, I mean, yeah, it was a great weekend. Alex Tagliani was, you know, the only guy that was ahead of us.
Yeah, well, you know, he seemed to have just a little more experience than I did. So, you know, I'm learning. So hopefully next year we can be on the top spot.
Yeah, I tease Tim Ramsburg, who's the chairman and the director of the St. Pete Grand Prix, the president. He was on their team, and he picked the team. They souped up their cars. They took their plates. They took their carburetor plates off. Yeah, they did. Come on. So anyway, we finished second place, won a trophy and everything, and Zach and I got to know each other. And then I saw him a couple weeks later when he was racing the USF 2000 race, and really exciting. And Dave Wirth from the local Channel 10 here did the sideline game at the Buccaneers game. Remember we were talking about that? Mm-hmm. And I go, yeah, and you know what else I know about Dave Wirth? They finished third. They were behind us. So I got to look at Dave Wirth in my rearview mirror. That was my joke.
I mean, we should have won it, I think. So we got next year to show.
We got next year, you know, and I've already put the request in that I want you back on my team, buddy.
Okay, great. Yeah, that sounds good. You guys are good drivers, so I'd like to be there.
Thank you. Thank you. You're a great teammate on and off the track. Hey, wanted to bring up, hey, your biggest fan. I know you got a huge fan that I had the absolute pleasure to meet, your dad. How's he doing?
My dad's great. You know, he flew out here with me, and, you know, really anytime I travel, I look for him at my side, and, you know, racing, it's really brought us closer because, you know, not only is it a really tough sport, it's a really big family sport as well. And, you know, I just, my dad's gave up so much for me to be able to be here this weekend and, you know, spending time away from home. I really can never thank him enough for the opportunity.
Absolutely. And that's very keen on your part to realize the sacrifice. And you know what? I have a 9-year-old son. You will not realize until you have your own children how much, and then it'll really kick in and you'll go, wow, you know? So that's awesome. I just wanted to ask about him and can't wait to see you guys. You'll be back in St. Pete, right, this year?
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully next year, and we'll be at Laguna Seca at the end of the year for another Star Mazda event, but we'll be at Baltimore here next week, I think, for F2000.
Hey, man, best of luck to you. Thanks for taking the time. I know it's early out there. It's always great talking to you. And, you know, Rocket Sports and Entertainment, we're right behind you, and we can't wait to see you again.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. You're welcome. Zach Veach. This kid, remember that name. Write that down.
All right.
Listeners, all you listeners, Darius Thickpen, write that down. Zach Veach, 16-year-old phenom.